What did you think of ESPN's over-under on the Kings of 28?
I thought it was a little low. I think that they're going to be right. Well, I mean 28 when I say a little low. I'm thinking that they get 30, maybe a little above 30. That's what I'm thinking, someplace in there.
I thought it was spot on.
Do you?
I think it's between 25 and 30.
Okay. Yeah, I'm on the higher end of that.
It was kind of odd. They had Dallas at 35. I think the Kings are a better team than Dallas.
And they, what about the Lakers? They had Lakers in the mid-30s, I want to say.
Yeah, I don't get that.
Yeah, and when I see like a team, Grant, and I'll have to pull that one back up so I can – oh, here I am. I got you. When I see a team like Utah that loses a guy and they're still at 40 wins, I don't see that one.
They lose Gordon Hayward and they lose George Hill. Now, they do get a point guard to help in Rubio's there, right?
Yeah.
But, I mean
– I don't see it.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, maybe there. That's – I don't see the Kings that high, but I don't see the Kings the third worst team in the NBA. That's
who was below them, Brooklyn, and who else?
No, Brooklyn wasn't below them. It was Chicago at 21, Atlanta 25, the Kings and Brooklyn both 28.
Okay, gotcha.
And Phoenix 28.
Okay.
And I think the Kings are better than Brooklyn. I think Phoenix, you know, Phoenix has a really good player in Devin Booker, and they, you know, they have some pieces. But, yeah, I think the Kings can get 30 wins.
Boston in the East at 56.5. To me, that's an under.
Mm-hmm.
I think in the Central, the Cavs are at 53.5. In the Southeast, the Wizards are at 47.5.
Okay,
I'd go up on that. I think they're a 50-win team.
I think the Wizards are a 50-win team, and I think the Cavs in a weak Eastern Conference, that's where they pile up a lot of their wins, and I think they're right at about 60.
I think a team that is very much overvalued on this particular ESPN over-under, Denver at 45.5. They don't have a point guard. I don't think there's any way in the world they're winning 45 games.
On top of the fact that you needed shooters.
Exactly.
And
I don't see it.
You lost Gallinari. Now, right. They signed
Paul Millsap.
But Paul Millsap isn't a three-point shooter. He's more of an interior player.
I don't get it.
And you got Jokic. He's an interior player. But you need to pair a fantastic interior player with some guys that can shoot the basketball. And they still didn't do that. So, 45 wins? I think the Kings give them all they want.
I totally agree. Oklahoma City at 51.5. Would you go over or under on that?
I'm going to say that one's right about spot on, Grant. So I'm not going to go over or under. I think 51 is probably about where they end up at.
Minnesota 48.5. Too high?
Yes.
I agree. I go under there. Denver to me is under. Portland 42.5.
That one is an enigma to me because they could be really good.
I know, they're tough.
Or they could be right about that.
And Utah, 40.5. I'm with you. I go under on that. Golden State, 67.5. That's about right.
Yeah.
They could go 82-0 if they wanted to. You know,
I mean, if they really pushed it, I think they could get 70 wins again.
All right, the Clippers, 43.5. I'm going to go over on that.
Okay. So you think, where do you think maybe?
I'm thinking between 45 and 47.
Okay, I'm going to go under. I think the Clippers are about a 40-win ball club.
Lakers, to me, are under at 33.5.
I got one for you. Miami Heat, 43.5.
Let's go. Let's finish the West, and we'll go back here.
Okay.
All right. So Lakers, 33.5. Sacramento, 28.5.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's about right. You know, I would probably go I can't say right now. Phoenix, 28.5.
That's about right.
Yep. All right, Houston, 55.5. You going over or under on that?
How many did they win last year, Grant? Do you know about?
Low 50s? I think so.
Okay, so I'm going to go under. Because think about how good they played last year. And you're telling me they're going to play.
I might be wrong. And maybe it was 57. I'd have to go back and check.
It's about that. So I'm going to go under on that.
All right, San Antonio, 54.5.
Yeah, that's about right. They're about that every year.
New Orleans, 39.5. I would bet my house going under on that one. Like, I bet my house, my car, and my wife. Hey, honey, I just bet your car. Memphis, 37.5.
Memphis, 37. I'm going to go under on that one, Grant. I don't think – I mean, give me the, you lost Zebo. That was your go-to guy. Now you do got Gasol. I got that. But yeah, I think they're under.
And then Dallas 35.5. I think that's an under.
I do too. I think Dallas is maybe a 30-win ball club.
All right, let's get back to Miami. 43.5. What were you going to say about them?
I think that's about right. I know some people might think it's the way that they play. They play extremely hard. Another year together. I think that they're. And I'm going to pair this, a weak Eastern Conference again. They're going to win a lot of games in the East just because they come out every night and punch you in the face before you can even say hi. So that's a win to me. So
all right.
I'm going to go over with them.
All right, folks, Kings right now at 28.5. What do you think? You go over or under on 28.5, and are there any others? To me, Denver is well under what they're listed, as is Dallas. By the way, your favorite team's on national TV again. And
hey, the Red Sox.
I don't see the Mariners on there
Come
anywhere.
On, man.
But anyway.
There's your favorite player, CC Sabathia. No words, huh? Come on. I
have nothing
anything.
Against CC. I just they overpaid for him. The over under 28.5 on the Kings. What do you think, folks? Is that about right? Or do you think it's – would you go under or over on that? Here are three teams in the West that I think are way off, all right? I think Denver's way off at 45.5. I think they are way under that. I think that the Pelicans are way under 39.5, and I think Dallas is way under 35.5.
Brooklyn Nets went 20-62 last year, and they're above the Kings, huh? 28 wins. They gained 8 wins someplace. What's the kid's name? From the Lakers they got
D'Angelo Russell.
Yeah, he's worth 8 wins, huh? You going with that, Grant?
No.
You think they're 28? I don't
no.
think so either. I think that
now the
still...
only thing that they have going for them, they play in a terrible conference, and so that may account for a couple of wins, you know, but just based on the schedule.
Yeah, you make a valid point there, because if I'm going to make the argue for the Cavaliers and some of those Eastern Conference teams, they're going to pile up some wins in the Eastern Conference, and then when they come west, they're going to get their medicine. Orlando Magic, Grant, 33.5.
I would go over on that because of the East, and I like a lot of their players.
Last year, 29-53.
So you're going what? 33.5, you're going over?
No, I'm going under.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't like that team, huh?
No, I just – some of these teams, when you look at it, Grant, and they're 29 wins, it's tough to gain 4 and 5 more wins and 6 more wins in a season. It's not as easy as people think it is. So when you just up a team, what'd you say they have the Lakers at here? 33.5, Grant. And last year the Lakers went 26-56. And you're in the Western Conference. You're saying that Lonzo Ball is worth – 7-8
Well,
wins.
You also have Brandon Ingram, who's got a year of experience under his belt.
Boy, did he look good.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, you know, you have I'm not crazy about Randall. I'm not high on him. But, yes, so they're thinking that Ball, his impact, will be worth 6 or 7 wins.
Yeah, the problem is now if we're going to say you're playing in the East, you're playing in the West.
Right.
Night to night. I mean, if you're going to get a lot of wins and you're going to play 41 games in the Eastern Conference, let's say you win – half of those. Let's say you win a little more than half. So we're talking 27 wins maybe. Okay. That might be doable, but you got to go to the East and you got to clean house, man. You can't just be messing around the Eastern Conference. And normally bad teams don't play that well on the road. They play to the level of their competition on and on and on and on.
All right. Doug and I will be right back on this busy Thursday. We've got Raiders at 6:30, college football tonight. Ohio State is going to be taking the field against Indiana in 45 minutes. We roll along right here on Sports 1140 KHDK. Hey, Pierre. Doug Christie.
Yeah.
What's wrong, man?
Oh, man. We need a camera in here. That's what we need. CC's got the bases full already, Grant. What do you think about that?
Doug, you know, we have the lady that comes and cleans our studios from Thailand.
Yes.
So, you know, I basically when she comes in, because she's, you know, been doing this a long time and I've gotten to know her. She's a sweet lady from Bangkok.
Yes, so she's awesome.
I just, yeah, I say, you know.
Kakun ka.
That's, well, no, that's how a gal says it. You're a guy.
Okay.
All right.
Give it to me. Come on, give it to me.
Kakun ka. That's what I say to her.
Yes, she is awesome.
So when she comes in and she smiles, you know, and because I talk Thai to her.
Exactly, but right. it's you guys, you have to, the facial expressions, and it's Grant Napier-like.
She comes in, I say, Sawadee, and she smiles because she likes that, and then she cleans up our studio. I say, Kap Kun Kwap, and she says, she says, Kap Kun Ka, and I go, well, you know, and then I don't know how to speak anything else, so I say, you have a pleasant evening.
That's as far as you go with it?
I don't know anything else.
That's like me in Spanish. That's
I just think, you know what, listen, if someone is, and she's a sweetheart.
Yes, yeah, she is. She
and
is awesome.
If I'm going to, you know, I just think it's important if someone's doing that to try to say a couple words in their native language.
I totally agree right. with you. I think it's actually a sign of respect.
Yeah, well, that's what I was trying to do.
Yeah. It's just maybe I should close my eyes and not look at your face.
Yeah, it is. You know, in order for me to do that, yes, it is. It's not speaking English. Let's put it that way.
No, it is not. You,
right. Yeah. 339-1140. I tried to learn a couple of words in Serbian. It's just too difficult.
Yeah, normally those would be cuss words.
Those I have down.
Well, I thought you said they were too difficult.
Those are not hard. Those were easy.
Those are the first ones Vladia Peja taught me. We can't say those on air.
All right. Sabathia gets out of the top of the first, only throws 27 pitches.
Boy, does he look happy.
Yeah.
Hey, but you got out. No runs on the board. You got an air. So now you're only four away from the M's.
All right, let's have some fun here with college football starting tonight. I know it started last weekend, but it really starts tonight, all
right?
Because of the ranked teams. All right, so let's have some fun here, okay? When you look at the current rankings in college football, okay. Alabama, Ohio State, Florida State, USC, and Clemson, pick any teams out. Let's just have some fun. When we get down to the final BCS poll,
okay.
Who's going to be the top four teams moving on?
Alabama. Ohio State, Michigan.
Wow, you got Michigan up that high.
I think they're going to improve throughout the year. And I'm going to go I want to go big, but I'm not going to go that big. I was going to go Miami, Florida, big, Grant, but I'm not going to go there. I'm going to go LSU.
Wow.
Those are my four. Alabama, Ohio State, LSU, and who did I say that fourth one was?
I'm going to go Alabama.
Michigan. Okay.
I'm going to go Alabama, Penn State, Oklahoma, and Clemson.
Okay. I like that, Grant. You didn't fall too far out of the top 10.
I think USC is a little overrated.
Okay. So you don't think anybody from the bottom half of the bracket is going to move up, huh?
When you mean bottom half of the bracket, what do you mean?
When I say bracket, I should say rankings, because you stayed within the top 10. Nobody.
And, you know, people say, well, what about Washington? The problem with Washington is they don't play USC during the regular season, and they only have they have a very easy schedule, and I think it's similar to last year. Now, they did make it to the Final Four, but they're at Stanford in November. And then they have the big game, the Apple Cup against Washington State, in their house. Other than that, their schedule, in my opinion, is relatively easy.
Is Miami in the
ACC? Yep.
Yeah, if they do what our college insider the other day said, he thinks they'll go 11-1. They'll be in there.
11-1.
If you do that in the ACC, you've played some teams. I think you. I mean, last year 9-4.
I don't have them up that high. No. I don't have them going 11-1. Did he? I'm sorry. Is that what he said?
Yeah. He said that, he didn't say they were going to do it. He said they have a possibility if they could get rolling.
Here's the
it.
Problem I have with them. Their toughest. They have a cupcake schedule. It's like they ought to be playing high school football. It's a disgrace. All right. No, it's a joke. Their schedule's a joke. It's an absolute disgrace. The only tough game they have on their schedule is, when I mean tough game, relatively speaking, mm-hmm. is the third week of the season when they're at Florida State.
Okay.
All right? The rest of their schedule is Cupcakesville. It's a joke. Right now, when you look at the polls, right now,
right,
they only have one top 20 team on their schedule, and it's Florida State. And if Florida State gets beat badly on Saturday,
they'll
be around 10.
Okay. When they play them, they won't even be.
Now, if Florida State hangs close in this game, then okay. But do you see what I mean about Miami?
Yeah.
Their schedule is ridiculous. Go out and play someone. I mean, here are their games they're playing at a conference. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Bethune-Cookman.
Okay.
I wouldn't even know, like, where the hell that school is, all right? I mean, do they even have football there?
Yes,
huh?
They do.
Where's it at?
It's in Florida.
It's in Florida?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you support – when you look at
– I think they're – HBCU, isn't it?
Is there anybody listening that knows their nickname?
No, I don't know their nickname.
You don't know their nickname. You barely even knew the school.
Yeah.
Do you even know what conference they're in?
They're in the HBCU.
They're in the what?
It's a historic black college. That's what it is.
They're in the MEAC.
Oh, that's the MAC.
No, the MAC is the Mid-American Conference.
MEAC. There it is.
So you're like me. You don't know, okay? You don't know.
Why you want to focus on what I don't know, Grant?
Because I don't either. We don't know what their nickname is. We don't know what their conference is. Let me see who they're playing this year, because I might start rooting for them. No, I'm not. All right.
Come on.
But anyway, then you got...
What's their mascot, Jay?
No, wait a minute. I'm not done yet. Then you have mighty Arkansas State on the road. When I think of college football powers, I think of Arkansas State. And then
I've been to Arkansas State.
In week four, they play the mighty.
Oh.
You ready for this?
Yeah, give it to me.
Mighty Toledo.
Oh, they're in your neck of the
MAC.
Yeah. See, there's the MAC.
Then they got a tough game on the road. They're at Duke.
Oh, the Buddha.
Now, if you're playing Duke in basketball or lacrosse, you got a problem. I think you're going to be okay. They're telling me we got to go to break. So we'll go to break because I can't handle this anymore. We'll be right back. All right, we are back with you, Grant Napier, Doug Christie. Dee Dee's up.
Uh-oh.
So I got to make sure Mrs. Napier knows that.
Yes.
Because she's listening. Dee Dee's up. Told you, it's my wife's favorite player.
Man, I didn't know Dee Dee was a switch hitter.
Oh, Dee Dee does it all.
Man, he does. Two homers from the...
No, that was versus left-handers and versus right-handers.
Okay, I thought he was hitting both sides of the plate.
We got football tonight.
Okay.
We have got Ohio State taking on Indiana coming up in about 30 minutes. We've got football on the radio tonight as the Raiders play their final preseason game. We'll get to you all the action coming up at 6:30. All the action coming up at 6:30. And we take your phone calls at 339-1140. That's 339-1140 and 800-920-1140. Good eye, Dee Dee. Good eye. He held up.
Come on, Blue. Now, call Blue, a strike.
Nah, it's not a strike. Blue did the right thing. They appealed. They said no swing. Pretty easy. You can see that all the way from California. That's not even close.
That's not even
close. I mean, really. I got a kid sitting in the upper deck behind the foul pole that could call that. What is wrong with you?
He's behind the foul pole.
He's behind a foul pole and he could call that one. That's no swing. Wasn't even close.
Didn't even have binoculars.
Right?
I got you. No, he held up. Got two bags full, first and second.
All right. And then you have the NFL starting a week from tonight. We have the Thursday night package, the Monday night package, and, of course, the Raiders right here on Sports 1140 KHTK. Isn't it still has not really dawned on me that tomorrow is September 1st. I mean, that's just it's Labor Day weekend.
I know it. It came all of a sudden. Because at the end of July, we were talking about, okay, well, this is, it's going to slow down a little bit. Well, the NBA didn't allow it to slow down, first of all. There was news every day. And before you know it, here you are. Labor Day weekend, end of August, bang. September is upon us, Napes.
The Kings Media Day is coming up on September 25th, practice the 26th. And guess what? The first game in the preseason, October 2nd. We're talking a month.
It's amazing.
Right?
Moving it up 10 days, it doesn't seem like a lot, but everything has to move up. So, yeah, I'm ready to roll. I mean, football is here. You got hockey around the corner.
Yeah.
Baseball playoffs about to start. College football is here, and here comes the NBA. Coming down the home
What do you got
stretch.
There? Vitamin water over there? What are you eating?
I'm going with power.
I always check out what you have.
Yeah, going out.
You see, I don't see any snacks over there. I was a little worried about you to get through the full show today.
No, I had a sandwich. I had a sandwich on the way in.
Is that right?
Yeah, I did. All right. And I'm full, like right now, I am full.
So you're all good?
Yeah, like to dinner tonight.
What flavor vitamin water is that?
This would be, I don't really worry about the flavor. This is a pack with C, 120% vitamin C, got a little vitamin B12, B6.
Too much for hair growth?
That was unnecessary.
I'm just asking. You're reading all the vitamins on there.
I was just asking. Freaking necessary.
I'm just asking. I'm not like criticizing. I'm just asking a simple question.
Hey, if it does, it'll be on my chest. I'll come in here and look like I've been doing push-ups underneath my shirt.
All right.
Yeah.
I was just asking.
Yeah, come on, man. That's just.
You got a little coffee in there too? What is that?
No, that's gone.
What kind of coffee do you drink?
Come on. Me and Miss Napier, lattes.
She doesn't do lattes.
I could have sworn she said latte.
No.
Are you listening, Miss Napier?
She drinks iced coffee or soy just regular latte. Black coffee. No, she didn't. No soy. Come on.
Yeah. My black coffee is Blue Mountains out of Jamaica. When it comes around.
Out of Jamaica?
Yeah, out of Jamaica. Best coffee going, man.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah. When they get that, I had it first time when I was in Jamaica, but I found out that they sell it in a bag at some particular Starbucks in different places. And when it is ready...
Let me see
it's
that
seasonal.
Vitamin water for a minute. I want to check
that
out real quick.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Because I'm worried about you.
Don't do that.
This is really bad. You want to know why?
You tell me.
All right, I'm going to tell you. Because you know what? Mrs. Napier happens to be listening.
Okay.
And you know what? She just texted me.
Oh, boy.
Sugar, ? You know how much sugar is in here?
I'm going to go 14 grams.
27 grams of sugar.
Ah, that's a bit.
No, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Considering you should have about 40 or 50 grams, and you have 27 in this. So you know what? Here's your vitamin water. Enjoy it with all of your dragon fruit.
You know what?
27. You know what? No.
You know what, Grant?
You enjoy it.
Because
go ahead.
Miss Napier's listening. You just throw that damn thing in the trash right over there. Here you go. Everybody listening?
Here it goes.
Yes.
I knocked it over so you could hear it.
But no, I think you missed the damn shot is what I think. And that was
I banked it home off the wall. I didn't miss it. I banked it home. I went glass. I did not miss it at all.
Grant, shoot for the one in the middle.
It went off.
He did not call glass.
Because you know what? Here's the deal.
Did anybody hear him call glass?
Yeah, but here's the problem. We don't have a square on the wall here.
So I didn't have
anything to aim at, I made it. I banked it home.
You tore the damn basket down, too.
So anyway, you know what? It's a good thing that Mrs. Napier is listening because you would have ingested 27 grams of sugar on just a little bit of liquid.
Tell her that's okay because I'll have my watermelon tonight.
It's okay. You know what? That's all right.
Yeah, that's what I'll be going with.
All right. But if you had had the vitamin water with the 27 grams of sugar and then the watermelon, you would have been sugared out, boy. All right, let's get to Casey. Hello, Casey. How are you?
Hey, Grant. How's it going? Doug, how's it going?
You know what? I feel good because I've just made Doug Christie a healthier human being, so I'm feeling pretty good.
That's right.
Actually, it was my wife.
He's pretty healthy as it is. He's a health nut from what I hear. So
I do my best, Casey.
He's been a lot healthier after he started doing the show with me. I can guarantee you that.
Thank you, Miss Napier, not Grant Napier.
That's exactly my point.
I just wanted to tell you guys real quick how much I love listening to you guys on my way home. I have a drive home from Chico to Sacramento every day, 5 days a week. And just listening to you guys go back and forth and Doug, ever since you joined the show, I've been listening to Grant for a long time. And ever since you joined the show, it's just added that extra element to the show. And I laugh out loud at least four or five times a show just from listening to you guys. And I appreciate you guys making my drive that much more tolerable. I'm stuck in traffic right now on 50, and that's pretty much every day for me. But you guys make it tolerable, and I just want to say I appreciate that.
Hey, we appreciate it. Awesome job. The air looks good today, though, isn't it, from 50? Boy, that's beautiful sky, isn't it? Boy, is the air brutal today.
And Casey, awful. What I say is, kakunka.
Oh, stop it, would you please? Did you hear the story about the lady that cleans our studios, and I'm trying to be nice to her, and so I've been learning some Thai phrases, and Doug's just like going crazy. So when she comes in, I'm just trying to say thank you in Thai to appease the lady that cleans our studio.
It's just the way it sounds,
Grant. That's just the simple stuff I love, just you guys going back and forth and you saying the Thailand stuff and you know, killing you and roasting you for it. It's awesome.
Thank you, Casey.
Good stuff, man. I appreciate you guys.
Appreciate you.
She loves my wife, too. She always goes, "Hi, Star." I go, "She's great."
See? There you go again.
No, she does.
We're Star.
I go, "She's doing great. She's
it's
good.
Your face,
no,
Grant.
She does.
If I turn away, then I won't laugh.
She
okay,
loves my
ahead.
Wife. She's like, she's so pretty. I go, "Yes, she is. Thank you very much." This lady that cleans is a sweetheart. She is. She's a sweetheart. What are you laughing at? What are you laughing at?
You got me damn sweating over here, man. Stop.
Why are you sweating?
Just stop, man. Go to a different damn topic.
Listen, when she comes in tonight, I'm going to put her on the air.
I'm with you.
You think I'm making this up, don't you?
I'm here every day. I see her, too.
Okay.
You know, goodness gracious, Grant Napier, you're too much sometimes, man.
Hey, I'm just calling it the way it is.
That's the problem. Sometimes lie to me. How about that? Just lie to me. Oh, man.
All right, so we were talking about our Final Four. You've got your four. I've got my four. We've got the NFL season starting a week from tonight. And the Kings have had a really good – you know what's interesting? Because this is all on a volunteer basis.
Mm-hmm.
The Kings have had an incredible number of players working out, and it's just awesome to see. It just is great. You know, first of all, the Kings have a Class A facility.
Right.
Their practice facility and their training facility. I haven't been to every gym in the league, so when I mean that, I haven't been to every training facility in the league. So I can't say it's the best. What I will say is I can't imagine that there are others better.
Right.
I'll just leave it at that.
No doubt. I mean, they built an absolute first-class facility. You have everything that you can possibly need as an athlete in there, food, training, everything that Pete and Manny have down there, taking care of the athletes, the training, weight, everything, Grant. I would totally agree.
It's beautiful.
With it. Yeah, they've done it, man. You know what? These young players coming in, it shows a level of commitment that you need for winning, and you need to build a culture that is conducive to winning. And by them saying, you know what, I could be someplace else training, but I choose to be here, understanding terminology, all the different things, getting to know my teammates and getting ahead of the curve. I love to see it.
Again, I'm not going to put the cart ahead of the horse here, but I think the Kings, I think their four draft picks are all NBA ready. In other words, they're going to be playing. Now with Harry, they've said they're going to bring him along slowly, but he's still NBA ready, but I don't know if he'll be playing right away because they're going to take their time with him. But I'll tell you right now, De'Aaron Fox, Justin Jackson, mm-hmm. and Frank Mason, put them in an NBA game right now. They could put them. You know, I really mean that.
Yeah,
and that's a positive. And as far as you know, Giles goes, I'm not really sure at what point. I talked about this with I was on NBA radio the other day.
Okay.
And they were asking me about Harry. And I asked you about this too, because you've been through it and I haven't. I said, by all appearances, his knees look fine and he runs fine, and you would never know that he has had an ACL on each knee. I said, but I don't know if he trusts his body yet. And I said, legs, I don't know about if you've ever went through that. And he said, you know what, Grant? It's amazing that you said that, because that's exactly right. I did go through that with a knee. And it is about trusting your body, because you're afraid that it's not going to be there when you need it. And I, you know, it's like, what do we hear about a running back in the NFL? Like an Adrian Peterson that came back from an ACL or others. You don't get past that hurdle until you do something that is maybe unnatural, and you're kind of like, wow, I'm fine. I'm okay.
Yes.
And then it's like you go on to a new horizon.
Yeah, you go to the next level. And that happened to me. Had the microfracture surgery, chipped off the piece of my bone. Well, Grant, I go in and I'm training, I'm coming back. And the doctor tells me, he gives me about, I don't know, it's about 20 yards. He said, I want you to run towards me down the hallway. I want you to run full speed and I want you to stop. The first time I tried it, I tried to stop and I took about three or four steps. He said, no, I want you to stop. And I did it again, couldn't do it. By about the third or fourth time, I finally stopped and I said, aha, okay. He said, you're fine. Now you have to trust your body. And it's hard because there are things that you do before you're injured, Grant, that you just do because you don't think about it. You're playing and you just go through it. But once that chink in the armor happens where you're injured, now it takes a special mindset and a strong mind to get past that sort of thing. So I'm sure he's going through the process, but I like what the Kings are doing. We're bringing him along slowly.
Absolutely. And I watched him, and he looks like, I mean, if you didn't know there was anything wrong with him, you wouldn't say, wow, what's wrong with him? You know, like you can't tell when you watch him.
Well, that is actually a really good thing, because a lot of times you'll see a change in a person's gait, which then it just goes right up. When I say gait, it's how they walk, how they run. You can tell there's a hitch in their giddy up or something. If he doesn't have that, now it is. It is truly. It's a mindset. It's the mental ability to get past it and trust your body again to make the same movements. Because a couple of the highlights I saw on Instagram and on Twitter, I saw him doing moves. Now, he was in high school, but I was going, whoa. No way. That guy's that big doing that. Now he has to get back to trusting his body to do that again.
All right. 339-1140 is the local number. Again, 339-1140, 800-920-1140. We've been talking a lot about college football and the NBA over-unders. The Kings are at 28.5. Do you go over or under? What do you think? What are you going over or under in 28.5?
I'm going over. Yeah, I'm going over because the teams that are down there, Grant, is the Bulls, the Hawks, the Kings, the Nets, and the Suns. And I don't know how you jump Brooklyn up that high. Now, maybe because they're in the Eastern Conference. The Atlanta Hawks have absolutely at 25. They have fallen completely off the map. Losing Millsap and things like that. I think that they might be trending up. I might be bullish on them for a couple wins. The Bulls have fallen off, but I just don't see the Brooklyn Nets and the Suns being that much better than the Kings.
The problem with the Nets, and when I say problem, when they play in the conference is just subpar to the West.
Yes, it is, but you got to lace them up and you got to go out there and play. I think the Kings will get healthier on the Eastern Conference. I think they're going to win a few games that they're not supposed to in the Western Conference, and then it'll fall into status quo, and that will equal out to more than 28 wins, in my opinion.
All right. Again, the Warriors are at 67.5. The Warriors, I don't think there's any question. It just depends what mindset they're in. They have enough talent. They could do that, I think, rather easily.
Yeah. It's not like Vegas is going out on a limb with that one. They won 67 games last year. They got better this year, you would think. I mean, like that, unless, you know, you mentioned mindset. Are they going out to, you know, now they're going to stay healthy, all these different things? You would think that all their players are going to play more with how they're doing the season, no 4 games in 5 nights, all the different things that the NBA has put into place to make sure that superstars are playing. I would call them right about 70 wins, so maybe a couple more than 67.
All right, and the reason why we're talking about this is the NBA training camps will open in a little more than 3 weeks, if you can believe that.
Man.
And tomorrow is September 1st, and media day is September 25th. So we've got football, we have got a lot of basketball that we'll be talking about, and of course the trade last night was official between Boston and Cleveland. So that's in the books. And I guess the big question with that is, when will we see Isaiah Thomas? By all accounts, it does not appear it's going to be near the beginning of the season.
I'm talking 40 games in, Grant.
40?
I think it's about half of the season.
Wow.
Because you got to think. Now, I could be off maybe by 10 games, maybe 30 games in. But the point is, he has to make sure he's 100% because this is a contract year. You don't want to go out and have a reoccurrence of anything and not be able to deliver, because that could then start messing with your money, as this is a contract year. I think that he's going to have to go to a different team besides Cleveland, probably get his money. as we talked about yesterday, I anticipate Chris Paul taking that spot with the Cleveland Cavaliers next year and LeBron staying.
You really believe that's going to happen?
I think it's a possibility. I think they like each other. They want to be together.
I think those four
guys want to play together at least one time in their career.
Wow. And well, that would be the last chance to do it.
Exactly, because you got to think Dwayne Wade, I mean, he's the last one who's coming to the end.
Don't you think it would be easier for LeBron to go to Houston?
Yeah, it probably would. That, I mean, you make a good point there, but Chris Paul doesn't have the ties to Houston that LeBron does to Cleveland. Now, that's a good point. You make a really valid point. I don't think it matters too much to Dwayne Wade. Carmelo Anthony, not sure. He's probably going to be the X factor on how all that plays out. But I would see all four of them getting together.
The reason why I'm asking that is if you go with the rumors, and again, that's why that LeBron is completely disenchanted with Cavaliers ownership. If he does leave, then you have to include Houston as one of the destinations. If Chris Paul is part of the picture, if he does leave, then does he go west, or does he stay in the east? And by going west, clearly, what about the Lakers?
Yeah. The problem
imagine him and Lonzo Ball playing?
I just don't see LeBron at the twilight, and I say the twilight because, probably I don't know how many more years he's going to play,
right,
but he's on the backside.
Yes.
So I don't see him going and battling the Western Conference to try to make it to the finals when he can pretty much make sure he gets to the finals in the Eastern Conference. Now, if you want to get Golden State out of the way, similar to us and the Lakers, whoever won that was pretty much going to go on and win the championship, then you go to Houston, you got Harden, you got CP3, and then you bring the banana boat together. That's one hell of a team, and they would give Golden State all they wanted any night. Yeah. I see him staying in the East, Grant. It makes sense. It could be New York. How about that?
Yeah, I think New York, they're going to have a year of drama-free, off the...
Good luck.
No, but you know what I mean? That's the issue with New York, is you have an owner who is arguably the worst owner in the league and does not appear to have a grasp on the right way to do things.
You know, the one thing is LeBron James is he understands what's going on in the NBA. He understands leverage, a lot of different things, and maybe he makes it to a point that, look, this is the way. If I come there, this is how it's going to be done. And maybe Dolan steps to the side and allows him to bring his franchise to the height of an NBA Finals as he goes out the door. That's a possibility for LeBron and the New York Knicks.
All right, don't forget, we've got Raiders football coming up tonight at 6:30, final preseason game. Coming up in the next segment, we'll talk college football with Rich Cermelo. That's coming up in about 10 minutes. So I'll let you pronounce his name. Rich Cermelo.
There you go. Cermelo.
It's not a problem.
Cermelo.
Yeah. Rich Cermelo.
Cermelo.
College football reporter for College Football News.
Hey, say it for me, Chris. Rich Cermelo.
Why are we having Chris say it? He can't say it.
Just wanted to see if he could say it. Chris, can you say it?
Chris can't say it.
Rich Cermelo. Give it a shot.
Rich Cermelo.
Rich Cermelo. Now, you know the problem is if we already butchered his name, we're going to say it that way, Grant. So I'm going to leave that up to you, buddy.
No, it's all good. All right, that's coming up next. I'm Grant Napier, Doug Christie, on this busy Thursday. Got the golf hour starting at 6 tonight. Raiders football at 6:30. Steve Sands, one of my favorite guests from the Golf Channel and NBC Sports, will join us at 6 o'clock. Right here on Sports 1140 KHTK.